Casino plans crushed in Pope County after Issue 2 victory. On Tuesday, November 5, Arkansas voters approved Issue 2, which effectively revokes the existing Pope County casino license and requires any future licenses to get the green light from voters. Based on reports from a local outlet THV11, the state voters passed Issue 2 by a decisive 56% to 44% margin. Breaking from the conventional pattern of voting to legalize or authorize new casinos, Issue 2 rescinds an existing casino license. In this case, it reversed the state's earlier decision to grant Cherokee Nation businesses a gaming permit. Had the Cherokee Nation's license been upheld, the tribe would have encountered no further hurdles in moving forward with its plan to invest $300 million in its proposed casino development, Legends Resort and Casino, located 75 miles northwest of Little Rock. Issue 2 breaks funding record. The campaign contributions for Issue 2 reached an unprecedented $30 million, making it the most expensive measure in state history. This amount doubles the previous record of $12.4 million set by a recreational marijuana initiative in 2022. Of the total campaign funds, the Cherokee Nation sunk approximately $12.5 million into the No campaign, with Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' support, but it failed to sway voters. Before reaching the ballot stage, Issue 2 cleared two major obstacles related to language and signature gathering. With its approval, any plans to expand gambling options in the state will now require a thumbs up from local voters. The Yes campaign of Issue 2 was heavily sponsored by the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, which contributed more than $17.5 million to ensure the measure's passage. The final showdown. The controversy surrounding Pope County's casino dates back to 2018, when Arkansas voters approved Amendment 100, legalizing casinos in four counties, namely Garland, Jefferson, Crittenden, and Pope. While casinos have successfully launched in the other three jurisdictions' counties, Pope County's casino plans have been hindered by ongoing disputes and challenges. Gulfside Casino Partnership initially secured the license in 2020, but it was overturned in favor of the Cherokee Nation in 2021. After prolonged legal battles and court decisions, the license dispute was resolved on June 27, when state regulators unanimously approved Cherokee Nation's application. Following the Cherokee Nation's successful bid, the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma became the most vocal and formidable opponent of the license, eventually culminating in Issue 2 and its subsequent victory at the polls.